Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. You're back in Sydney playing at home now, mate. Enough of the travels.
Yeah, good to be back on deck, back in the routine. As much as I enjoyed the week down in Melbourne, I do appreciate getting back home.
A lot of horses obviously have gone to the paddock or freshens up and things like that. Can I ask you at this stage, Magic Millions in January, how's it looking, Adrian, at this stage?
Yeah, hoping to have a nice team up there. So Global Glamour, she's just gone for a few days in the paddock. She'll be back in next week. She'll head up there for the Fillies and Mares race. That filly, Our Crown Mistress, we're looking to give her just a quick turnaround as well and get her up there for the three-year-old race. A couple of nice two-year-olds that we've got trialling. We saw a couple trial just during the week at Randwick, but a few down to trial at Warwick Farm next week and over the next fortnight. So they're probably really the key for us in terms of the two-year-old races. Hopefully we can see them come out trial well, qualify and look to the races such as the Wyong Magic Millions and a couple up in Queensland before heading up. And then a horse like Beatson back in work, and you saw a trial the other day. Would like to try and get him up there for the 1400 metre. I think it's the cup race, they call it. But we've had that Magic Millions Carnival in mind for him as well.
And supply and demand's off to Perth?
He's off to Perth. Flies out tomorrow. I thought a really good run down in Melbourne. The second up at the 1400 was probably always going to be a little bit of a question mark for him. And I think it just showed he came off the bit a bit early there in the race just before the 600. And he was very strong through the line. He's doing his best work late, but probably just showed he was looking for the mile there, second up already. So really happy with the way he's come back. He only had a quick turnaround, and he's just such a versatile horse. You know, whether people sort of just had him as a 2400 metre horse because that's what was winning over before he went out. But he's, we're seen first up. He ran a big race over the 14 and again second up. So he's certainly got the class over that mile trip as well. And if he travels over well, I'd like to think it's a nice race for him and an opportunity to try and pick up a big group one like that.
Yeah, for sure. You got this nice mare resuming in race two, Sedanza. She's trialled well recently.
Yeah, very happy with her trial performance going into this. So she's nice and fit and forward. Last preparation, we probably just tried to stretch her out over the distance of the Oaks for those three-year-old fillies, try and take advantage of that with the age group there. But she probably didn't quite see it out. And by the end of the carnival, she probably just had a little bit too much. She in the Oaks there, she jumped to the front and over raced. So put a line through a few of her last runs, but going back to her first run, first up, last preparation at Newcastle, she was quite explosive there when she was able to sit off a good speed, and she showed a great turn of foot just like she did in the trial. So hoping to see a performance like that from her today, first up.
Race three, Imperial Aviator, he's an interesting horse resuming. What's your thoughts on him?
Yeah, always thought quite a lot of this horse, and particularly through his form over in Europe. Has been gelded this preparation, which has been a big key, I believe. Some of these Europeans also just take a good 12 months before they do seem to acclimatise. And, we're seeing a big improvement from him this time round. First up over the 2000, he may just need that run to bring him on. But a nice horse for us going forward.
Race 5, Cabaza Devaca was fantastic first up, this horse.
He really was. He's been a marvel. So consistent, very versatile. A little bit worried whether the 1400 first up was going to be a bit short, which is why we've put the blinkers on him today, second up. But I guess the weight difference there, first up with the claim, and Rachel's able to rate him nicely in front. So he's in great form. He's thriving in his work. He looks fantastic, and very, very hopeful that he can run a similar race again today.
Okay, so you're confident he's still sharp enough for that 1400?
Yeah, look, that would only, if there was any element of doubt or slight concern, that would be it. But as I said, we've got the blinkers on him. He naturally sort of rolls forward, makes his own luck. So I think that's certainly in his favour as well.
Race 6, Dark Eyes. He had his foot on the till prior to that last start hiccup.
Yeah, look, last start disappointing. We are going to scratch him from today. I don't think he'll show up in the scratching just yet, but we're going to save him for next weekend.
Okay, beauty. What can you tell us about Long Time Ago in race 10 at Sandown today?
I got a lot of time for this filly. She's obviously very talented. It may not she may not
be fully sort of exposed there in her form just yet. I guess would have preferred her being able to have a nice lead-up run into this rather than going straight into the 1500 into the group class. But I guess that shows the opinion that we do have of her. She had a trial up in Sydney and a couple of jump outs in Melbourne before she went down. So she's done quite a bit of work and very, very forward for this. But, it'll be a good test for her, but, she's a chance in there.
Yeah, and you're taking Wonder Kembler just to Joyce?
Yeah, he's a really nice type. Going to get over ground for us in time, but really like what we've seen from his trials, and certainly one that's got plenty of upside for us going forward. He is by High Chaparral, and they've just mentally and physically, they've always just sort of so immature, and they take so much time for us. But he's been showing us plenty at home, and like to see a strong debut from him today.
Beautiful.
Good on you, Adrian. Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Andrew.
I've got to ask you one more. I wrote it down here. I think I saw Gay tweet during the week, Highclere bringing horses out from England to here. Are you associated with that?
Yeah, look, I'm not fully up to speed. I believe they purchased a horse out of the horses in training sale just recently up there that they're hoping to send down to us in training. They've got a number of tried horses in training in Australia, and obviously a great operation, and be delighted to be part of their team of trainers.
Yeah, we'll wait and see what unfolds there. Thanks, mate. Good luck today.
Thanks very much.